1st through 4th. That'll be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you are turning 4 years old before or during VBS up through just graduated 6th grade, you're welcome to come to that. There are registration forms in the foyer. We also are still needing some staff for VBS, and we'll have a meeting for anyone who wants to volunteer for that after Sunday school today. We'll have some food there, and I will be handing out some materials for you guys. That way, you're a little bit more familiar with what we'll be doing for VBS. The Ladies Fellowship event will be Thursday, May 20th, and that'll be at 2 p.m. here at the church. And Byron Bible Camp is open for registration for those of you who want to go to summer camp over the summer. And then they're also needing some meals delivered to them. So if you are interested in helping out, bringing a couple meals this summer, there's some information in the bulletin on who to contact and figure out how to get that and when to get that to them. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship this morning is 1 John 4, 7 through 10. Oh, sorry. I had another announcement. I forgot. Sorry. We are going to clean out the refrigerator before VBS this summer, so if you have any items in the fridge, please make sure to take those out sometime between now and next Sunday. That way when we clean out the fridge, we're not throwing away your food. Now to the call for call to worship. It's 1 John 4, 7 through 10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this love of God was made manifest among us that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Good morning, and we welcome you excuse me, to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 473, Victory in Jesus, number 473. I'll ask you to stand with me, please.
Savior,
forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love through him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. I brought the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up their song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're good. You may be seated.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. I have a number of notes to share with you. First, just to highlight a couple here at the bottom of our prayer list, Ron Ohm's aunt did pass away, so be in prayer for the family there. Continue to pray for Tara Parmalee's fiance, Brad, and I don't know any updates on that, but there was an email about that earlier this week. Continue to pray for Cole Nichols as well and his recovery. Pray for the Seaman family. Todd's cousin Janelle passed away last week, and then yesterday his uncle Dick passed away. So pray for the Seaman family. Graduations coming up this weekend, Miller on Saturday, SBA on Sunday, so pray for seniors in particular. And as the school year approaches the end, pray that students and teachers can persevere the last few days and get through that. And then you hopefully saw an email, Pastor Jim is having surgery tomorrow on an umbilical hernia. So pray that the surgery would go well and his recovery also would go well. And just continue to pray for those that are still dealing with COVID and possible, not sure yet exactly how comfortable they are with what to do and how familiar to be with each other. And there's a lot more vaccinations that are taking place, a lot more people we're starting to see that we haven't seen for a while, which is a great thing. I know my dad's getting his vaccination this week, and hopefully he'll be a little more mobile after that. So any other praises or prayer requests this morning from any of you? Yes, Valerie. Okay. All right, so she said Zane Wolf has been placed in hospice care. You know, we've been praying for Zane for quite a while, so pray for Zane and for Sally and their family. As seems maybe his time on earth is coming to an end. Tom. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So praise that the reshingling of the roof is almost done, and pray that the last materials they need will come in. They get that wrapped up. Anything else? Terry. Sorry, Terry, and then go ahead, Terry.
The Carr family, Norma passed away.
Okay. Norma Carr is 056 from the bottom on our prayer sheet. So pray for the Carr family with Norma's passing. Some rain, okay. Yeah, John, I would like some rain. He's probably not the only one, so pray that we get some rain. Jenny. Okay, so Jenny's sister-in-law's brother, yes. Alan, surgery tomorrow for bladder cancer. Any others? Brenda.
Continue to pray for my mom.
Okay.
She's pretty much healed up from her accident, but it's affected her mind.
Okay. All right, Brenda's mom, Catherine, is about two-thirds of the way down the middle column on our prayer sheet. Continue to pray for her, and physically, but also mentally, it's been impacted a little bit by that. Any others? You guys are testing my penmanship this morning, right? See if I can read all these notes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the freedom that we have to gather. We thank you for this church, this local body of believers. We thank you for each one who is here with us this morning. We pray for those that are not here. I know there are some who are traveling. There may be some who are still choosing to worship with us from home. And we thank you for the opportunity for them to be part of our service through that venue. We pray that you would continue to be with the ministries of our church. We are finishing up a school year, but that means that Vacation Bible School is coming up here very shortly. We thank you for those who will serve in VBS. We pray for each of the young people that will be part of that, and we thank you for the opportunity that that ministry provides for sharing the truth of your word with children from our community. And we just pray that you would be with their meeting this afternoon as they begin to go over some of the details of what that'll look like. And we pray that that event, that week of VBS, would be a successful one and that you would be honored and glorified through it. And we pray for youth group tonight. And as they welcome the current sixth graders into the youth group, we thank you for new students who may be joining them. Pray you continue to be with Pastor Derek and the other leaders that help out with youth group and guide and direct them and in their leading of that important ministry as well. We do pray for our high school students and especially those who are seniors. They're looking forward to graduation this next weekend, and we thank you for each one of them. We thank you for their lives and how we have seen how you have been at work in and through them. We pray that they would have a fun and celebratory day as they graduate, and we pray you continue to guide and direct in each of their lives as they embark on what's next. We do pray as well for the missionaries that we support through our church. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be part of so many different ministries. And this month, we think particularly of the Bridgemans, and we thank you for their many years of faithful service in Japan. And we know as they are preparing to return to the States and to retire from that ministry there in Japan, we pray for the details that need to be worked out and all the things that will be involved with that transition. We pray that they would be worked out smoothly. We do pray for a number of prayer requests that we have relating to a number of folks who are part of our body or related to those in our body. We thank you for the knowledge and the capabilities you have given to those in the medical field. And we pray for Pastor Jim's surgery tomorrow. We pray that the surgery itself would go well. There won't be any complication, be successful in repairing that hernia. We pray for the recovery. Pray that Jim would be careful not to do anything he shouldn't and to re-aggravate that. And we pray that the recovery would just go smoothly. We pray for Alan and for the bladder cancer surgery that he will have tomorrow. Again, we pray that you would guide the surgeon. We pray they'd be able to completely remove the tumors that are there, and we pray for his recovery, and then also decisions maybe need to be made about how to proceed going forward with if any other treatment will be necessary. We thank you for protecting Cole and the accident that he was in. We thank you that he seems to be doing pretty well. We just pray that you would continue to give him patience and to accept the limitations that he has right now, and we pray that his body would continue to heal. For Brad Bierman, we pray for him as well, and pray that his blood pressure has come down and the other complications he's dealing with have been able to be brought under control. And we pray for Zane Wolf and for Sally and for their kids and their extended family. We just pray for strength and comfort for them during this time. We pray that if it is indeed the end of Zane's time on this earth, we pray that that the end would be peaceful and as pain-free as possible. And we just pray for encouragement and comfort for them. We do pray that you would be with the families of several families who have lost loved ones here just in the past few days. We pray for the Carr family and the passing of Norma, and for the Ohm family and the passing of Ron's aunt, and the Seaman family with the passing of Janelle, and then yesterday of Dick. We pray for encouragement for them as well. We thank you that we know that you are acquainted with our griefs and that you provide the strength that we need in times of sorrow, and we thank you also for the hope that we have in you of knowing that those who were in you are now in your presence and they're fully well, and we will be reunited with them someday in the future. We do pray for rain. We know that this part of the country is extremely dependent on moisture for agriculture, and we know that it's drier than we would like, and we know that you know that, and that you will send what we need when it's needed, but we just would ask that you would send rain this week. We pray that you would continue to be with farmers and ranchers and guide them in their activities. We pray as well for Brenda's mom, Catherine. We pray that you would just continue to be with her healing, and pray especially for the difficulty she's having with her mind, and pray that that would clear up, and pray that you would be a comfort to Brenda as well, as she's quite a distance from her mom, and pray that that's not too much of a difficulty for her. We know that there are many, many other requests that are on our hearts and minds, many more that are on our prayer list. We thank you that we know that you are familiar with each one of these situations, and that you know exactly what the needs are, and we thank you that that you are a God who is sovereign, that you are never caught by surprise, that you know exactly what will happen, and you know exactly how you will work things together for good, to bring honor and glory to your name, and also to help us to grow in you, to build our faith, to give us new opportunities to minister sometimes. We pray that we would be patient at times when we don't know exactly what you're doing or why you're doing it, and we pray that we would trust in your goodness and your sovereignty. Again, we thank you for this church, and we thank you for the many ministries of it, and we thank you for those who give financially to help provide for each of those needs. We pray that you would continue to provide financially for the needs of our church. we pray that you would just be with the rest of our service this morning. Pray that you would be honored and glorified in what we do and what we say, and pray that we would take what we hear this morning and we would apply it in our lives, and that we would seek to live our lives in a way that we would be a light for you and our community. And we pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Welcome you all here today. It's good to see that you've chosen to join our service and worship with us today. Let's stand and worship together this morning and sing a few more songs. I was thinking of that during that last hymn. That's a high energy song. I don't think we sing it with enough energy, but Anyways, those are fun songs to sing. Next time we'll put a little more energy to it. be seated for this last song. Feeling back in my fingers here.
Quiet. Thank you that you have supplied our greatest needs, that through your Son, the pathway has been made to come back to you, that what was severed in the garden with Adam and Eve's choice to sin, Jesus took upon himself on the cross, and he is our sufficiency. He is all that we need. You've also supplied us with your word and your spirit. Given us all we need for life and godliness in this present age. And as we look into your word, as we reflect upon the words of the songs and the word that John has recorded for us, that we would truly sense your presence here in our midst, that your word would find hearts prepared to hear the message from you. In Jesus' name,